The American Cancer Society certainly appreciates the partnerships we have in our community. Organizations like Live Well Sioux Falls, the Sioux Empire Tobacco Free Coalition, the American Heart Association, the American Lung Association, and others who are working to address the number one preventable cause of death, tobacco use. Over the past years, our state's residents and visitors have enjoyed smoke-free spaces. Workers in those spaces are no longer exposed to secondhand smoke, and we are seeing health benefits such as reduced hospitalizations due to heart attacks. We are grateful to the many partners who we worked with to ensure our environment was safer, but we know there's still work to be done. Too many adults and our youth are still at risk from using tobacco. Thursday, November 21st, is the American Cancer Society's Great American Smokeout. The Great American Smokeout began in 1976 when over 1 million smokers in California quit tobacco for an entire day. For the past 37 years, on the third Thursday in November, smokers across the nation have given up their packs for a day, started their quit plans, and ended their habit of smoking. This year, we invite you all to do the same. Here to tell us more about the dangers of smoking is Dr. Steve McGraw, radiation oncologist from Sanford Health.
Today, there are over 45 million smokers in the United States, and that's nearly a fifth of our population. It's promising to know that since 1965, we have cut the rate of smoking in half, but we can still do better. Each year, there are 443,000 deaths related to smoking in our country. Right here in South Dakota, there are 450 deaths a year. Smoking and using tobacco products puts people at a higher risk for heart disease and over 15 kinds of cancer. Men who smoke are 23 times more likely to develop lung cancer, while women who smoke are 13 more times likely to develop lung cancer. These smoking-related diseases are the world's most preventable cause of death. The American Cancer Society and so many others have worked hard to lessen the impact of secondhand smoke in public areas. I encourage tobacco users to take the first step to better health on November 21st as part of the Great American Smokeout.
Now it is my pleasure to introduce Dr. Fadi Jamous, pulmonary specialist with the Vera Medical Group.
I'm pleased to join with so many great partners here today to urge people to stop smoking and using tobacco products. Smoking is the leading cause of preventable death in the United States. Earlier, it was mentioned some of the health impacts of smoking, and there are impacts to our wallets as well. In the United States alone, smoking costs more than $194 billion in lost productivity and healthcare spending every year. The good news is that the risk of having heart attacks, lung cancer, and other smoking-related illnesses decrease when smokers quit. Smoke-free laws, such as the one here in South Dakota, can also help to make difference in public health. Other areas that have initiated smoke-free laws have seen a decrease in heart attack, stroke, and hospitalization from respiratory diseases. Quitting has immediate effects on the body. 20 minutes after quitting, the heart rate and blood pressure drops to a healthier rate. 12 hours after quitting, carbon monoxide levels return to normal. Long-term, 5 years after quitting, the risk for heart attack and many cancers is reduced by half. These are just a few reasons to quit smoking today. People who quit, no matter their age or how long they have smoked, will live longer than those who continue to smoke. It starts with a decision to be a quitter today, and it will save your life.